This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Victoria Police have issued an apology for the terrible treatment of Officer Michael Maines, who resigned and subsequently took his own life after homophobic harassment by colleagues. Maines was a police officer between 2008 and 2011 and had not been out as gay at work, enduring abuse including false allegations, hundreds of inappropriate searches of his details in the police database, and homophobic taunts. The state police have now come out and apologised, saying that the treatment of Maines was completely unacceptable. The AFL's decision to ban trans football player Hannah Mouncey from the women's competition has left her homeless. Mouncey had been living in Canberra and playing in the ACT League while planning a move to Melbourne, when an 11th hour decision by the league banned her from the draft and left her unable to play. In an interview with the Star Observer, Mouncey said, "For a long time they were sort of pretending that I didn't exist." Since the decision, she has been keeping a roof over her head by house-sitting where she can. The West Australian government is planning a review of its surrogacy laws, which may see same-sex couples in the state finally granted access to altruistic surrogacy. Western Australia is the last Australian state or territory that legally prohibits same-sex couples access to surrogates, alongside the Northern Territory, where there are no laws regulating the practice. The WA state government has admitted that the laws are outmoded and discriminatory, and that a shift in community attitudes has made the review an imperative. Minister for Equality Martin Foley has committed to the Safe Schools anti-bullying program in Victoria. Earlier this month, Safe Schools seemed under threat in Victoria, as the Liberals promised to scrap the program if elected, and Labor would not definitively commit to renew its funding. Speaking on Joy 94.9 Saturday magazine, Foley defended the future of the program, saying it is safe and will be taken to a whole new level by Labor. A Brisbane doctor has said trans people are frequently being mistreated and has called for better training in trans healthcare. Dr. Fiona Bishop, a GP who specialises in trans medicine, said Queensland doctors often don't feel they have enough knowledge to treat trans patients. She said, "When it comes to looking at proper medical care in terms of hormones, patients have been refused treatment because the treating doctor didn't know what to do." An American gay couple based in Australia have filed a federal lawsuit against a printing company after they received religious flyers with messages about temptation and sin instead of the wedding programs they had ordered. Stephen Heasley and Andrew Borg have accused printing company Vistaprint of attacking them for being gay after they replaced their wedding program order with the hateful flyers. The lawsuit alleges that the flyers received by the couple on the eve of their wedding included phrases such as "fight against Satan's temptation" and "do not set on the path of the wicked." Sexual health experts are urging people with symptoms such as painful urination to get checked for a lesser-known STI. Mycoplasma genitalium is rarely diagnosed, but up to 400,000 Australians could have it. The bacterial condition often has no symptoms, but it can show signs similar to chlamydia, painful urination, itching, and bleeding. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.